Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, everybody. Picture. Welcome back to the Fungula podcast. We have a great episode for you today. Now, if you have been on Team Angela for quite some time, you will know this guest. Did you hear that?
I did. Okay. It's Manny's computer.
I don't know if that was your computer or my computer.
It's Manny's computer. I have my husband's computer on. His settings are different from my settings, okay, everyone? I don't know how to do it. Okay. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. I'm going to keep this in to the intro because it's fun. It's BTS. It's behind the scenes. You get to see what happens. Bloopers, am I right? Okay. My guest. This episode, if you've been on my team for a while, if you've been following Angela, if you've been a fan for a minute, then you know Jaqui. Jaqui was my road manager for 7 years and personal assistant and now one of my besties. And she is joining us on this episode. We share some fun memories that maybe you might remember from Instagram stories, or maybe it's your first time hearing about these memories that we share on this episode. We go to our gratitudes, our matitudes. We realize how much Jaqui and Danielle have in common, and they're pretty much copy-paste. It's wild. They're both from Texas. They bake. They both worked in casting before they worked for me. It's a whole thing. Anyway, it's such a fun episode, and I cannot wait for those of you who don't know Jaqui to meet Jaqui on this episode. But before we get into that, my new tour has been announced. The family reunion tour is on sale. Go get your tickets at angela.com. Shout out to Denver for being the first city to sell out. We added a show. Shout out San Antonio. We added a show because you sold out there too. Go check my website to see if I'm coming to your city and get your tickets ASAP before they sell out. And if you don't see your city, let me know where I should come to on the next leg of my tour. And for this weekend, I'm going to be in Virginia. Show sold out, but I do have some tickets left for Dania Beach, Miami, and I'm doing New Year's Eve in Phoenix. There's very few tickets left to my New Year's Eve Phoenix show, so you can get your tickets for that. And don't forget to follow, like, subscribe, leave us a review on anywhere that you can leave us a review for this podcast, because all of that helps get the word out about this podcast and we can keep sending out our good vibes to everybody, and they can come be a part of this Fungula podcast with us. Also, if you want to tell us what you are grateful for and we can possibly pick your grateful for a future episode, call us and leave us a message and we might play it on a future episode. And that phone number is, Danielle, what is it?
It's 747-300-5380.
Call us, tell us what you're grateful for. Can't wait to hear about it. And is that it? Did I get everything?
You got it all.
You guys, I'm so good. Enjoy this episode of Fungula with my good friend Jaqui Cisneros. All right, Jaqui, you are my first guest in my new studio, has not been finished yet. Like, there's still, I don't have any artwork up. This little statue I put there, I still have the TJ Maxx tag on it just in case I want to take it back. Like, I'm just still.
But I feel like I'm appropriate for that guest.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
Like, I'm appropriate for that studio space. I'm the appropriate guest for, like,
still in progress. We may return this. Keep the tags on.
A, because I'm family.
Yeah, that's right.
So, like, that's how you're going to roll into family's house is going to be like, this ain't clean.
Uh-huh.
And B, I'm still in progress. There's some things we might want to return here.
I fit it
metaphorically, and then I fit it, like, you know.
Well, there's some friends that you'll see, and they still have the tag on. And you'll be like, ooh, girl, you forgot your tag.
No.
But then you have your other friends that you see the tag and you go, oh, here, let me tuck it in.
Yeah. I might be a tuck-in tag. Just put that underneath.
This was only for tonight.
No, okay. So on that, you know that you can do that with children's clothes too?
No, but so, I would never because they get so dirty. What do you mean?
No, Cat and Jack at Target. Okay. Mom hack. Cat and Jack at Target let you bring back the clothes, no receipt needed, once they've outgrown them.
Oh, once they've outgrown them. Yeah, that's so nice.
Yeah, especially for my little baby girl because she was just flying through those tees.
She was on a track of growth.
She was on 2 T, 3, 4, 5, 5 T's now.
Wow.
And yeah, she's still 2. But yeah, you just return the Cat and Jack. You go up to them and be like, hey.
This doesn't fit anymore.
Yep.
And they take it back?
They take it back.
That's
I try to
amazing.
Make sure the clothes are washed. Because, you know.
That's amazing because, one, at first I thought you were trying to be like, no, just pretend you didn't wear it. And I was like, oh, I feel bad doing that. But.
No, they just take it back and they give you store credit. And then you go buy more Cat and Jack.
Love that.
And then, you know, when you outgrow this, I'm just going to keep recycling this $30.
And I wonder what they do with that Cat and Jack. Like, do they donate it to,
don't know that answer.
Anybody who's like. Needs it or is it recycled? I wonder. That's
hopefully they would give it to like homeless shelters or something that like humanitarian, but I doubt that's actually probably what they're doing.
Yeah, like if it's still in good condition, like let's donate it. If it's just I've outgrown it, not like there's holes all through it.
Yeah,
like
well, and I wouldn't even do that because I would feel bad.
Yeah,
but there's some clothes that she really either didn't like it or those jeans were just never gonna fit her, and I just tried.
Yeah.
I try to put on a. First of all, why we're buying kids skinny jeans or even making them, I don't know.
Hilarious.
I don't know. But it said skinny jeans for her little baby booty. And I was like, let's try these. They fit skinny just like they fit on me, like right up to the thigh. And you're like, no more. It's like, shimmy, shimmy, Cocoa Puff.
Shimmy, shimmy, Cocoa Puff.
And then she goes, shimmy, shimmy, rah.
Oh, that's cute. Is that what you guys say? Shimmy, shimmy, raw, not shimmy, shimmy, pow?
Isn't it shimmy, shimmy, Cocoa Puff? Shimmy, shimmy, pow.
Shimmy, shimmy, raw.
You say raw?
Yeah.
Oh, it's raw.
Oh, we grew up in the hood. We say pow. Just kidding.
That's funny.
We did say pow, though, but.
No, it's raw.
Okay.
Raw.
What else? Is there a second verse, or we just keep saying that over and over?
I just say that over, because it's.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember.
I met a girlfriend.
Shimmy, shimmy, Cocoa Puff.
Shimmy, shimmy, rah. Shimmy, shimmy, Cocoa Puff. Shimmy, shimmy, rah.
Grandma, sick in bed. She called the doctor, and the doctor said, let's get the rhythm of the...
Hey.
Ding dongs. What is this?
It's from Big, is how I know it.
Oh, I'm literally just conjuring up a childhood memory right now that's like creeping in slowly. And I'm like, the words are coming to me like, what's happening? It's here it comes.
Because isn't that what you would say when you would do jump rope? Like I remember in elementary school, we would jump rope and you would say those things as you were doing the double dutch.
Jump rope.
Oh,
Jaquise had boobs since she was 7. Yeah. So
there was no jumping in my future.
We did it with this one where you do this.
Oh yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Like the Miss Mary.
That's it. Let's get the rhythm of the pit. Ding dong. Let's get the rhythm of the pit. Ding dong. Let's get the rhythm of the See, we're on the same track.
Yeah.
It's something.
Oh, I was like, I think mine was different. I don't think that's what.
But you guys are both Texas.
Yeah. But it's all. Yeah. No, it's super pop culture because if you go to the movie Big with Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks.
When they're walking. Like, that was him and his best friend's thing. Shimmy,
okay.
Shimmy, Cocoa Puff. Shimmy. And then it was also in, like, a rap song or something, I think. At one point, but.
That's funny.
Yeah. But that's how I just...
Now I want to watch the movie and see it again.
Big. That's a good movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a long time. But I did love it. Very special movie.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, welcome to being my first guest.
Woo-hoo!
In the new studio. We're going to slowly decorate it, everyone. We're going to slowly add... things, if you have any ideas of what artwork I should put up on my wall. It's everything's very bare right now because I'm still trying. At first I was like, I'm just going to unveil a brand new studio and it's going to be all decked out. And then I realized that's not really my personality.
Nope.
Just decision making. I'm decision fatigued. I cannot make any more decisions on decorations, on artwork or anything like that. So I'm like, let me just slow go at it. And then like 10 episodes from now, there'll just be one more thing. Mm-hmm. We'll do that. We'll make it a treasure hunt. You can let me know when you find like one more thing that has been added to the studio. Let me know when you see it.
I mean, I like, yeah. I mean, granted, I'm in green, but I'm obsessed with like green and gold right now. And so I think like a green and gold, like fluid art type.
Ew, I love that.
Thing would be really pretty.
But also my brain is like, put us some show photos. Like, let's get the, let's get new, like, let's be self-promoting. What? I thought it would be cute. No,
I was thinking a big picture of me and her right there. But
yeah. Imagine. I can't see. Here's the thing. I have a problem with when in my old house at Castle Woods and I had my office.
Yeah.
I had pictures of myself up in there. It's my tour poster. Yeah. It's me and Oprah. It's like I had all of that stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Sometimes I feel like just having a big picture of myself somewhere, I couldn't do it. I don't know.
I love those pictures.
I love those. Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know. I have a hard time with.
I mean, when it was your office and it was our tour memorabilia,
that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in this.
That's what I was thinking.
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah. Me either. It's a vibe in here. We're trying to make it a vibe.
I feel like vibey.
Yeah.
Like, try make coffee a vibe. Shop kind of get cozy.
Cozy. Also therapist, like, because I want you to open calming. Up and talk to me. So I want it to feel like,
yeah,
we're serene. We're peaceful. Tell me
but
your
deepest,
darkest. We have
a lot of, like, cream everywhere. So now we need color.
Yeah. Well, we were kind of going for the whole muted cream
vibe. No, I love it.
Vibe.
But it needs color now. That would be where
you
Yeah. It does need stuff.
I love it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what you think it needs, everyone. Jakeem.
Hi.
Thank you for coming on my podcast.
Thank you for having me.
You are, let's see. Yes, you were my road manager for years. You were, your brother and my husband were best friends. I think let's tell that story first of how we met before we get into our gratitudes and our matitude first and our gratitudes. Let's tell everybody how we were connected. Okay. Because I think it's a fun story.
And we can also tell them that I met you a couple times prior that
and I didn't remember.
She doesn't remember.
Yes.
Physically sitting on her couch. So if you've ever met Angela, meet her more than once. Eventually she'll remember you.
Eventually. Don't take it personally.
Don't take
here,
it personally.
Here you have it. Don't take it personally.
One of her best friends. Don't take it personally.
Two of the most important people telling you right now. It took me a few times to get her to remember. So it's not something personal. It's
I have
just
a full memory on your couch listening to Bon Quiqui music before it ever came out. And then
and I was with you while you're listening to it?
Yes.
Like I showed it to you?
Yes. Oh. We're back in the condo.
My condo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're in the condo.
Who were you there with?
Like, Josh and Manny.
Oh, okay.
And you.
So I was like, how'd you get in my house?
Yeah. I just. And then where you lived. No. Yeah. And you're listening. We're listening. Manny was showing
Manny music. Okay.
And then also, and then people came over afterwards. I can't.
And then one time I went to your house, right? For some sort of party.
Yep. You picked up Josh from a Thanksgiving party.
Yeah.
My brother came into LA to visit me and then left me for them.
Yeah. And we came. And so I met you there too.
Uh-huh. And then we met at Josh's wedding.
And yes. And then your brother got married. Mm-hmm. And me and my husband went to your brother's wedding.
And I was very single at the time and very still, not still, but very obsessed with Matthew Lawrence my entire life. And I was like, so do you know Matthew Lawrence? Because you're famous too.
You did? How embarrassing.
I know. But you're like, no. I was like, cool.
Oh, no. Hilarious.
But fairness to me, I asked everybody. So
okay. So that's Jakee's experience like leading up to.
Yeah.
Then cut to I need a new road manager, a new personal assistant. And we're on the hunt and I'm interviewing people and it's like duds. And we've done some in-person interviews. We did a whole like big job posting and everything. And then Manny and I go to New York. And we're just on a little trip. And then we meet up with Jakee's brother there. And I'm telling him my situation. Yeah, I'm looking for a new assistant and road manager. And he goes, well, what about my sister? And I was like, what about your sister? And he's like, well, that's what she does. Like, she was, wait a minute, you were in casting, right? Mm-hmm. Oh my God, it's just now hitting me that you both were in casting before the.
And we both baked.
Wait, I didn't know that.
We're both from Texas.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
There's like about a thousand things that are very similar. Yes. And then different people about me and you.
It's just hitting me right now.
Oh. That
she was reality and I was TV and film.
Yeah. Okay. So anyways, Josh goes, my sister, you know, that's what she does. And I was like, oh, well, have her like, you know, fill out a application or whatever. Send her resume, whatever it was that we were doing. And Jaquie at the time was working selling jewelry at Costco in Reno, Nevada.
So I was traveling with a jewelry company, and that was a Scientology company.
Okay.
I needed money. They didn't care that I wasn't. You live in LA. You hustle. You know what? Hustle.
Yes, Jaquie and was a hustler.
It was either on the streets or in Costco. So I did it in Costco.
Yes.
You know?
In this particular case.
Yeah. No. Mom, sorry. No. So I was selling jewelry because I took a little break off of life and went and was figuring out life.
Yeah.
And then I finally moved back to LA, went to Texas for about a year trying to figure it out. Anywho, came back, sold jewelry in Costco, and they would take you to different places. So I'm in Reno, Nevada, Christmas week. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's Christmas week.
Yeah.
And I don't have a computer. I don't have nothing. And my brother calls me, yo, I got you. You need to send your resume. And I'm like, I don't have one right now. Like, okay, cool. So I'm like, I got to find a resume. And then she sends me a 20 questionnaire. You got one.
Yep.
I'm selling jewelry until like 8 or 9 o'clock at night whenever Costco closes.
Uh-huh.
And I come home to this hotel room and I borrow my roommate's laptop in the hotel. And she wants to go to bed, so I have like a little bitty light on, and I'm typing on this laptop 20 questions.
Uh-huh. And these aren't just like,
what's your favorite color?
You're in depth.
What's your, you know, like previous employment like?
Yeah.
No. This is like a psychological questionnaire.
Yeah, she thought she was a CIA trying to get an
assistant. I was, because I'm hiring someone. You're basically hiring your new best friend.
Yeah.
Is what you're doing. You're hiring the person that's going to be sitting in the chair right next to you for hopefully the next years at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's, and you need to make sure you vibe as personalities. You need to make sure you're on the same page as far as your values, as far as your principles in life. Like, yeah, you don't have to be the same person, but like, are you gonna be doing something that I'm like, oh my God, like I am uncomfortable while you do this? Then we're probably not the same match. We're not the same vibe.
How many times you go into the bathroom?
Yeah, what are you doing
what
in
are
there
you doing
coming- hold no. on coming out like all of a sudden you come out of the bathroom with like hella energy. I was like, what did you just do?
What this isn't the type of comics we are.
So it's like a whole thing. So when I send out this questionnaire, I'm asking you about your best friend. Mm-hmm. Tell me about your best friend. What do you love about your best friend? Tell me about an argument that you've gotten in.
Yeah.
Like everything. Like I want to know like what things annoy you. And the questionnaire was presented very much like questions that you wouldn't think like, oh, like, what is that? Well, I guess, yeah. And it kind of gets you talking a little bit. And it was almost like, put your guard down. This isn't prove yourself to me. This was just like, tell me about your personality. And from that, you don't really know right and wrong. Like, there's no right and wrong answer to it because you don't know my personality. So you don't know what I'm going to read and go, oh, I vibe with that. Or I go, ooh, I don't vibe with that. So it's really just share who you are without being able to like, oh, let me put my best foot forward, because you actually don't know what your best foot is in this situation. You're just telling me about yourself and in your life. So anyways, Jaquie's filling out this application, this questionnaire, and she sends it in, and there was spelling mistakes.
Oh yeah. Grammar probably.
Right. And this is the difference between me and my road manager and assistant at the time, Lauren Miller. We read it. I knew what I was looking for in the personality questions. And Jaquie was like getting all of them just like, yep, yes, yes, yes. Like everything she was saying, I was like, oh my God, yes. And then Lauren was looking for the logistical side of things. Like, mm-hmm. can this person get the job done? And so immediately my flags went up of yes. And Lauren was like, no, absolutely not. Look at these spelling mistakes. This person's going to be writing emails on your behalf. No way.
She is not competent.
Yeah, this is not happening. And I'm like emotional. I'm like, no, but she said everything right. Like, yes. Mm-hmm. And then we get on our Skype call. This is like before Zoom, right? So we get on a Skype call and it's me and Lauren, and Jaquie comes on the screen. And the first thing Jaquie says is, I'm so sorry about all the spelling mistakes in that form. It was the middle of the night. I had no light on, and I'm typing it on a little tiny thing, and I read it this morning going like, oh, my gosh, my apologies. And immediately Lauren was like, oh.
Yeah, because I reread it. I was like,
okay.
Oh, I sound like an idiot. Oh, this is all wrong. Oh, my. Well, you know what? Hey.
Yeah.
I think it worked out. So.
Yeah. And then it was a whole thing. Then it was like, okay, when can I meet you in person? And you're like, oh, we've met before. And I was like, oh, okay. Then it's that whole conversation.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, yeah. Good to see you. And that's how we connected. And then you came. We went and had lunch at Aroma Cafe so that we can meet in person. And something
we ran an errand.
Immediately. Oh, and that was part of it too. We went to go run an errand and it was whole. Mm-hmm. Yep. I needed to see how you handle certain situations, how you communicate, how you get a task done. Like, it's very intricate. And I've had people message me, and Danielle knows too, and you've seen it too. People want to know, how do they get your job?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a very intricate process. Because I'm looking for a life partner is what it is. Mm-hmm. And so if you've seen my Technically Not Stalking special, I have a whole 17 minutes on Jaquie in there. Mm-hmm. But one of the things at our first meeting at Aroma Cafe, we went to lunch so we can meet in person. She's already like checked off all the boxes on the form that are perfect. Our Skype call went great. Now let's meet in person. And I remember sitting in front of Jaquie. And I said something maybe like mildly funny, like enough that would conjure up a. And Jaquie gave it the loudest, heartiest laugh, like level, like closer of your new hour special. Like, she gave it that energy. Like, this was my new closer, standing ovation energy. And I remember being like, ugh. Oh, this is big. This is a lot of energy. And immediately my anxiety was like, oh, okay, it's okay. It's fine.
Breathe through it.
Breathe through it. And from day one, I knew that we had different energy. And that was something that I was going to have to be like, okay, we're not the same exact person. I don't have to match Jaquie's energy, because then that's my insecurity. Like, well, she's laughing, I got to be laughing. And then I'm like, I can't do that. I'm going to exhaust myself. Mm-hmm. I won't have any energy left for anything. So I just have to let her be her, and I have to be okay letting her be her. And I remember having to practice that in the moment of letting you have your big energy while I maintained my small energy, which a lot of people don't know that. They just think, oh, you're a comedian, you're on all the time. But really, I'm so calm and chill that it was something I had to be very conscious of. And then we were able to balance each other out for the next 7 years of our different energies. And I learned how to lean in to Jaquie's big energy when it was so beneficial. We're checking into a hotel, I'm exhausted, I'm like, go do your thing, girl. Oh. Yeah, and
I'm gonna be way over here with glasses and a hoodie.
Yeah And it just worked out personally, and that was our balance, and that's how we started with each other. And then for 7 years, and then now you have two kids. Okay, so that's how we know each other. That's how it started. We worked together for 7 years, traveled the world together, literally all over the world, and such a great time. We've had such great memories together. We're in new seasons of life. You went on to get married, have two kids, so many amazing things happening in your life. And I know so many of my fans love you and have reached out asking about you. How's Jaquie doing? And I know a lot of my fans still follow you on social media. And people love Jaquie. And so for those of you watching right now who have been a Jaquie fan for all the years, or you're brand new to Fungula Podcast and to me, and you're like, we have no idea who Jaquie is. That is who Jaquie is. And we're going to jump into your Mattitude and Gratitude. Let's start with the Mattitude.
Okay.
And let it out there and get it out of our body. What is it, Jaquie?
Okay.
What's your Mattitude?
I've got three.
Ooh.
No, but okay. Two are like easy, and then one's a good one.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do it. Get them all out. Get them all.
So
I want them all.
My first Mattitude is I hate when people are up against you in a line.
Up against you in a line. Oh, like
I know what you mean.
Back up.
Yeah. Like I want to start like putting out my booty or something. Yeah. Like I've had that a couple times where people like just keep like getting closer to me, and I'm like, I hate it. I hate it. I hate it.
That's like you haven't moved forward, but they keep moving forward towards you, and you're like, the line is not moving.
I move forward to get away from you.
Yeah.
Like it like irks me. Like there's something like like.
Have you ever been in that situation where they're so close to you, and they sneeze?
In LA, I'm sure. Yes,
I've had it, and I felt my hair. They were so close. They sneeze, and I felt my hair go like this.
Oh. I'm not joking.
I'm not joking, and I remember being so pissed. Ew. Like, oh my god.
I would have looked at him and like, excuse you.
I want to know, like, what do you do? Like, I know what I do in that situation, but, like, how do you guys handle that when they're, do you say something?
I think I just moved, like, oh, like, moved out of the way, but I don't know.
See, and I think this would have been pre or post COVID kind of a thing, too.
Yeah, different ways you would handle it.
Yeah.
Sure.
But I try to be polite first when people are too close and I just kind of move it. But if you're really going to get to me, at some point I'm going to turn around and just stare at you.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, I need you to move.
Yeah.
What's your other one?
Okay. My other one is snoring. Again.
Eddie.
Yeah. Yeah. I was coming up with this one last
night. Any specific?
My husband.
At Eddie Cisneros. Just kidding. Yeah.
I think it's good person. I'm a good person.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie is a good person. .com or something. I don't know what
that is. That's who we may or may not be talking about.
Yeah. I've actually questioned whether he was the one that God actually had for me one time.
Oh, you stupid.
Surely God knows that I hate snoring, and this is not the man he should have put with me.
Last night he had you up?
Yeah, he physically woke me up in the middle of the night. No baby crying, no nothing, just my husband snoring. And I'm like, but it's been like a thing, I'm sensitive to sound.
Uh-huh.
And so even as a kid, like I remember in hotel rooms with like my whole family, and everybody's got a symphony happening in the middle of the night.
No.
And I like.
A snoring symphony?
Yeah. And I got so mad that I literally, I mean, I might have been in junior high. And I was probably in high school. I jumped on the bed and screamed, grabbed all my blankets and went to the tub and slept in the tub the rest of the night. I was that angry.
Aww. Yeah.
So it's not just Eddie. It's just like, it's.
No,
it's
get
a
it.
Thing. It's a real thing for me that's like nails on a chalkboard just doing this, you know?
Yeah.
So those are my snoring ones. Okay, my real Mattitude, like my actual like heart one right now. Mm-hmm. Hormones.
Ooh, talk about it.
Yeah. Hormones suck. Because let's talk about the fact, I feel like this is something that is not talked about that much, is like postpartum hormones, but also like being 40 hormones.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you have them both.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've got a super fun cocktail happening up inside my body.
A postpartum Perry?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Postpartum teeny?
Yeah.
A post-teeny? Because you have postpartum hormones, which they say take 2 years to probably regulate.
Yeah.
But then I decided to have another one within that time frame.
You went from postpartum to postpartum.
Yeah. And then also, I'm premenopause. I'm sure of it.
Yeah. Perimenopause. That's what I was saying.
Perimenopause. Okay.
Perry. Yeah. Postpartum Perry is what I was saying. But I like where you went with it with a cocktail because that's on brand for us too. But continue.
So anywho, my hormones are jacked right now. And so I'm angry at everything.
Uh-huh.
Like everything. Everything angers me.
Mm-hmm.
That might be where it ends.
I'm just angry now.
I'm just angry.
Well, no, remember, I talked about this on another episode where I was like, postpartum anger, that's a thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Can I be diagnosed? What do they give me?
Yes, I had a friend who was literally diagnosed with that.
Wait, that feels fake.
No, also Leanne Kreischer, Bert Kreischer's wife.
Yeah.
She also had that. She.
Wait, this is a real thing?
Yeah, she talked about it. I was on her podcast and she was talking about how she was so angry she broke the toilet.
Oh, I could do that.
And that's when she was like, I think something's wrong.
Yeah.
And went and talked to a doctor about it. You could have that.
I could have that. I am
postpartum rage, I think it's called.
Oh, I have it. I mean, like, I genuinely don't want to shake my baby, although I've thought about that, how that probably happens. But I'm not shaking kids. I'm not angry at my babies.
Yeah.
But I'm just angry. Like, everything sets me off.
Yeah.
And even Eddie's like, you're just angry all the time. I'm like, no, I'm just angry with you right now.
Yeah.
Poor thing. He's trying. He is trying. And, you know, he was even like, I know this is for the world, but hey, we're women. Like, had my first period coming back, you know, which is a whole thing, too.
At what month?
5.
Yeah, I think that's where I was, too.
Yeah.
4 or 5.
Yeah, 4 or 5. And he's like, does it take a while for your emotions? Because I was mad at him for something.
Uh-huh.
He's like, does it take a minute for? I'm like, I'm postpartum. Everything's going to take a minute for everything to regulate right now. Leave me alone.
Poor Eddie. I get it.
Walk away. Stop talking. It's not making it better.
For the next 2 years, just walk away.
Walk away.
It's hard.
It is hard.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, when you're set off super easy
mm-hmm.
for such a happy person.
Yeah.
Like, you don't look at her like me. You don't look at me and be like, oh, she's angry.
Yeah.
But it's in there.
It's in there and it's real.
Like, I'm like, Jaquie's always happy. Like, she's Miss Happy-Go-Lucky.
Yeah, until I'm not.
And
it's like 180. Like, and that's actually the reason I'm happy is because I try real hard to like keep that
mm-hmm.
because mm-hmm. As happy as I am is as vicious as I am.
And only Eddie sees that.
Yeah, only Eddie gets that. And he's like, you don't fight fair, you fight to kill. And I'm like, yeah, that's the point of a fight.
That's hilarious. Oh my gosh, that's so relatable.
Yeah, the fight is to destroy.
It's relatable that only Eddie gets it. Like, receives. It's like the closest person, your partner in mm-hmm. life. And when your kids and your siblings, it's your sibling.
Oh yeah, Josh and I.
The one who gets it, you know. Mm-hmm. And then once you get married or have your partner, whoever it is, they become the person who now gets it, you know. But yeah, Manny said that to me before. You don't treat anybody the way you treat me. And I'm like, they don't push my buttons the way you do. Yeah. It's different. I don't know. It's just something about the person who's closest to you. And they know the combination to open up the
box.
Yes. Yes. To just let the thing out. They beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, beep. You let it out. Like,
rage.
All these people don't know the code, and you know the code. And it's not even that they know the code and they're deliberately pushing the code. It just so happens to be. This is the way it works out with God, with the universe, with how it works out when you draw in the person that's supposed to be your person is the way they communicate just so happens to be the code to your box.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It just so happens to be the way that he communicates is what sets me off.
Mm-hmm.
But also in that same sentiment, it just so happens that the way they are is what's going to make me better.
Yeah. It's going to also calm me down. It's also going to be there for me. It's going to give me peace. It's going to be like he does a million wonderful things.
Yeah.
But he can also piss me off the fastest.
Yeah.
From like a look or something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wild.
Yeah. So hormones. But I didn't know that there was postpartum anger. I'm really going to actually look that up.
You should.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm.
Definitely look into it. Everybody at home, if you're dealing with these postpartum hormones, look into it.
You can also find me and send me suggestions.
Yeah. Danielle, do you have a mattitude for this week, this episode?
I do. And here's the thing. It's because we're coming off hot from a flight yesterday. And it made me, and it's because Jaquie made me think of it when she said too close to you in line. This made me so annoyed yesterday, or we were flying and it was a 6-hour flight and I'm already dreading it. Like, it's going to be so long. And then they're calling the different groups, and it makes me crazy when people stand in the way of the boarding if their group has not been called. So it looks like they're lined up. They're like, group 5. And I'm like, I'm group 5. Here I come. Beep, bop, beep, bop. And there's this woman. She was standing fully blocking the line. Everyone's going around her. And I was like, excuse me. I was like, are you boarding? And she just was like, no. And I wanted to be like, okay, then move out of the way. Scoot over. You are blocking everyone else trying to get in. We're all standing here going, what is it, my group? Whatever. Oh, it makes me. I'm like, just be aware of your surroundings, please. And if you're group 8, get in the back of the line. So that is what I. And then it makes me annoyed, too, whenever we land. And then everybody just stands up in the aisle. And like this one woman, like, just beelines it. And I was like, girl, we are row 33. There is 35. Okay, we're in the back. Let everybody else get out. Like, it doesn't. I know. I'm like, and I understand. I get it. It was a really long flight. I would probably want to stand up, too. I was in the window, so I couldn't. And I just, I don't know. I was like, what are we doing? I don't understand what you got to quickly get to the Uber. That's going to take a minute. This is LAX. It's a nightmare. Okay. Yeah. So I don't know. It was making me insane. And then also to follow up with the snoring, the guy sitting next to me was snoring so loud. At one point I was like, he is dying. I was like, this man is on his last breath and it is not coming out.
Did you wake him up? I would have woke him up.
No, I was too scared.
What would you do?
What would I do?
Oh, an accidental. I'm so sorry.
The same thing I do with my husband.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
You would do that to a stranger?
You want to hear what I've actually really done to a stranger?
Yes.
Okay, we were telling you this really goes back deep.
Okay.
We were at camp. It was PK camp because I was a preacher's kid and we went to those kind of camps.
Oh, I thought you were saying pre-K, like you were that young. I was like, no. Girl,
I was
you.
Still a teenager. No. I was a teenager.
No, PK.
Okay. PK camp. And then we were in these big camp bunk things, and there was 3 bunks, okay? I'm on the 3rd bunk towards the end, up high. This girl on the middle bunk, couple over, is snoring so loud that I'm, like, ready to kill her. Like, everybody's laughing about it, whatever. And I was like, I can't take it anymore. And I go down my bunk. I walk over. I crawl up her bunk. I get in her bunk, and I plug her nose.
Jiggy!
And she goes, I was like, stop snoring.
Oh.
And then I walk back
what
to my
like,
thing, and everybody's like,
ago?
No, we were teenagers. And
okay.
Oh, everybody's like, oh my God, I can't believe you did that. I was like, she needed to stop.
Like, she could control it too. She's like,
I know.
Okay.
They can't control it, but oh, it's like, I couldn't either.
I couldn't either.
I couldn't. I was like, who does that? Like, I'm a vicious person.
Yeah. That's what it was. Tissue. I was supposed to bring you tissue.
Yeah, it's okay.
Dang it. I forgot.
Honestly, though, sometimes the snoring is, like, concerning. Like, it's, I'm like, you can't, like, you're dying. Like, it's.
Well, and when
like,
I got pregnant, breathe, I started snoring.
Uh-huh.
You know, because you can't breathe. And I woke myself up and I even asked Eddie, he's like, is that what snoring is?
Like, is that what snoring is?
And he's like, yeah, you're snoring. I'm like, okay, so, because I could feel, like, I could tell, like, or uh-huh. something in my, like, even in my dreams. I
you pissed yourself off.
Yeah, like, I couldn't breathe in my dreams. No, for real. Like, I couldn't breathe in my dreams, and I would be like, like that. And then I'd wake up, and I was like, and so then I would remember,
uh-huh.
like, almost twilight dreaming or whatever it's called, where you know what's happening in your dream.
Uh-huh.
And lucid I'd be like, dreaming.
There. Yeah, lucid dreaming. And I'd be mm-hmm. like, okay, I'm snoring now. Wake up.
Wow. Yeah. You try to change your dream?
Yeah.
We were just talking about that, Danielle, trying to change your dream.
We were.
What did you say you tried to
change? Oh, I was just saying how, like, I think that night I had a dream, and I, in the middle of the dream, I became aware that I was in the dream, and I was like, I don't like this. I'm going to change the channel. Wake up. Like,
yeah. I've done that.
Yeah. I dream a lot. I'm a big dreamer. in many ways.
Oh, that was sweet. My response was, I used to be.
Aww, yeah. Give it time, kid.
Give it time. Give it some kids. Couple more years.
You have exactly 3 years left to dream and then you're done.
Yeah. No.
My attitude this week is myself.
Do tell.
Okay. And as soon as I say this, Danielle and Jackie will have firsthand knowledge of how I'm telling the truth in this right now.
Why am I nervous? Okay.
No, my attitude about myself is my time management.
Which part?
The whole I have an hour left and I think I just don't quite understand what an hour really means.
No, you don't. But I wonder if that's like a Taurus / comic thing, because Eddie's the same exact way and you guys are only like 5 days apart on the birthday. So
I don't like, and I have all the best intentions. Like, I know I have to be done by this time. And then I get distracted. And this has been Danielle's firsthand experience. Then before that was Jackie. And then before Jackie, Lauren Miller used to say that, like, I would have, like, for instance, a radio interview. I need to call this radio station at 8 a.m. She would remind me at 7:55. Mm-hmm. You have to call this radio station in 5 minutes. And I'd be like, okay, got it. And then something sparkly happens and we lost her. And here she is at 8:15 going, did you call the radio? And I go, oh my God, let me do it. And I forgot. And because something in that 5 minute period sparkly happened and I missed it. And it's just, I annoy myself. And I disappoint myself and I have all the best intentions and didn't do it again. Dang it. And yesterday I took Rosie to her first powwow, which I was very excited about, Native American powwow.
Oh, okay.
I was very excited about it. And I landed that morning and came home, took a shower, got ready. And I'm ready by the time she wakes up from her nap. I'm like, cool. So we can get in the car and go. I just have to get her dressed. And like, if she's hungry, I'll feed her first, but then get out the door. She woke up from her nap. She wanted to eat. So I'm feeding her and she's like, do you want this? No, she doesn't want it. I'm like, okay, you're done? No. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then it was a whole long thing of getting her ready. Then I had to get her dressed, do her hair. And then by the time we got her in the car, it's just all these little things like, oh, I forgot my sunglasses, let me run back in. Oh, I didn't bring a jacket, let me run back in. Like, all the things that I thought this was going to take 15 minutes, and so far it's now taken 45 minutes. Yep. And I'm like, oh my God, how did this happen? I get in the car, and then we're stuck behind a car accident on the freeway. And I was like, oh man. By the time we get there, it was almost over.
Oh.
She didn't get to see one dance. She didn't get to see any of it. And I was, like, so disappointed. Now, she had the best time because she didn't know what she missed out.
Yeah, she didn't. Yeah.
She was just in her stroller, happy. And
Outside,
exactly. Mm-hmm. And there was people walking around, and, like, their outfits were, like, jingling and making noise. So she was, like, watching that. And then they were giving the awards for all the dances that we missed. And everybody would applaud. And then she would applaud when they would applaud. Aww. Like, she was having a great time. But I was so disappointed because I wanted her to experience this. Mm-hmm. And see the dancing, hear the music. She loves the drums, the Native American drums. Like, I'll play it for her in the kitchen, and she loves it. And she starts stomping and hitting her hands and, like, going along with the beat. And I was like, oh, my God, she's going to love this. And we missed it. And I was so disappointed. And I was like, man, if I would have just done this, if I would have just whatever. And, like, even if we left 20 minutes sooner, she would have saw
one dance,
at least one.
Some comfort. She would have had no memory of this, period.
Yeah. You're trying to make me feel better. And I'm like, no.
I think of that kind
I'm
of
I'm reprimanding myself.
No. Because, like, I mean, they don't
remember it, like, right now. Right?
maybe. No.
Yeah.
I mean, Genevieve is now remembering things like from like two, and she has a, she'll remember like within a month time frame.
Oh, yeah. Like when we went to grandma's house.
Yeah, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But think of your earliest memory. The probably earliest you can go back is what, three?
I don't even know. Oh, yeah. My earliest memory. Yep, I was in a crib. So, like two, probably.
Yeah. So try again at three.
Yeah.
Also, sometimes when I try to think of my earliest memory, I'm like, is this, am I actually remembering this, or am I just remembering because my mom told me about it?
Also that.
Interesting.
When yeah. My earliest memory, though, I can tell, like, I have it, it's very visual.
Yeah, same.
And my mom's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So she didn't tell me that. I can tell her exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And so I do know that, but I've had that thought too. Like, and then also I have to be like, was this a dream? Because I've actually told people dreams.
Like it was real?
Yeah.
Like it's a memory?
And then my mom would be like, that never happened. And I'm like, no, we did meet Michael Jackson at Chuck E. Cheese in the 80s and nobody was there. And I met him because he was, and that's what happened. My mom heard me telling somebody this, swearing on my life as a little 10-year-old that this happened. And she's like,
That
never would have even been in the realm of possibilities.
That's so funny.
So.
Sorry you don't remember, Mom.
Sorry, but I was there.
Sometimes those dreams are so vivid.
Yeah.
And you're like, this was real. This happened.
I had my first kiss in my dream, and I remembered it, and I had to be like, did that really happen? And it didn't happen in real life yet. But I was like, I had all the feelings like that it had happened.
That's special.
Nikki, we're it,
or
we're
sad.
Weird.
No, I have the same thing. Get out of my brain, Jakey. What the heck?
Oh my God, you guys are the same.
Yep.
Okay. So now that we've gotten our gratitudes.
So we should go to our gratitudes.
Out of the way. Let's go to gratitude.
Yeah.
Let's move into this space of gratitude, elevating our vibration, putting all those good vibes out there. What is something that you're grateful for, Jakey?
I am now grateful for telling you my mattitude and figuring out there might be a diagnosis to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually something that could be really cool. Okay. So one of my newest gratitudes is this group of girls that I go and hang out with every single Wednesday night.
I love already.
I know. Well, wait, it gets better. We have margaritas and Mexican food. It's a standing margaritas, Mexican food, and ministry. It's a text thread.
Ooh.
And
margaritas, Mexican, and ministry.
Yeah. And somehow in my mind, I also call it mamacitas.
Ooh, I like it. Uh-huh.
But they're like, it's probably a good six, maybe eight girls who just come. They drop off their kids at church for Wednesday night church stuff. Yes. And then we all go down. It's buy one, get one free margaritas at Amigos.
Oh, so the kids get the ministry part.
We get ministry too because you're like connecting the way it's supposed to be over a margarita.
Yeah.
No, I did. So, like, it was really sweet. Like, last week, a spontaneous prayer happened, you know, for one of the new girls and stuff like that. And so I was telling Eddie when I got home, I was like, we were just praying for her. He goes, I'm glad you guys actually pray. I was like, he's like, you're just not just drinking all the time. I'm like, no, it's like, but these girls are like so life-giving to me.
Yeah.
I haven't had any girlfriends out
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have Jess, which is amazing. And she's the one who, it's all her friends.
Oh, nice.
And she invited me. Hmm. And then.
How did she make friends? She just moved here not too long ago.
Well, they all go to the same church.
Oh, church will do that for you.
They will.
Let me tell you. That's,
for real.
And I told him I'm not going to y'all's church. I might one day. Who knows? But I nothing against, I just don't, I don't want to go to that one.
Yeah, I get it.
And so I was like, but I like y'all and I still want to keep hanging out with you. And so, but like, there's like, I think three other girls who are pastor's kids too. And like, and everybody has like a like history and life and everybody's different, but they're the most welcoming and that's kind and loving. And they text me and they, like, they just brought me in. Like, I'm a new bestie. And we have so much fun, and I look forward to it every Wednesday night.
I love that for you.
I know. Thank you.
That's amazing.
That's really
cool. And they all live in Spring Hill, too, which is kind of cool because
Spring Hill is far.
Far.
You guys, this is Jakey moved very far away. It's like, what, 45-minute drive?
Yeah, give or take.
Well, that's great then that they all live by you. So yeah. It's like convenient.
So everybody's right there. They all.
I love it.
And they're telling me things about Spring Hill. And I'm like, this is cute.
Yeah.
So that's my newest gratitude is these group of girls who are giving me life.
Shout out to the group of girls giving you life. Mm-hmm. Everybody listening, if you have your group, send them a text right now. Tell them that you're grateful for them. Tell them like, hey, girl, I'm grateful for you. You give me life. I love when we laugh together. I love ABCDEFG, whatever it is that you love about your friend. Mm-hmm. Go text them right now and tell them that you're grateful for them.
Yep.
Okay. What else?
My gratitude. Okay. Now I have more. Okay. I had more. Now I went blank. Oh, man. I was really excited about that one. Yeah. I mean, kids are a thing.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, listen.
Because you don't want to say family. I heard that already. Like, you can't say family because we're all like grateful for our family. But no, I am grateful. Like, I am grateful that I have good kids who listen for the most part.
Yeah, yeah.
Who are fun.
Mm-hmm.
And playful and adorable. I have really cute kids, and I don't want to be like, "Hey, I did that." I kind of did,
yeah.
But like, I don't know. I can't. You can't take really. I mean, like, because if they came out ugly, I did that too. So
yeah.
You can't really take credit for how your kid came out looking. Yeah. But they're really cute, and they're fun and smart.
Let me tell you, when everybody's listening at home, let me talk to you about Chiquis. Daughter Genevieve.
She's perfect.
She is the most loving, sensitive, and not sensitive like, oh, I want to cry at everything. Like sensitive to like an inquisitive place. Like she can be sensitive to what's happening and you see her eyes taking in the information and registering it. Mm-hmm. And then you see her respond in a loving, generous, gentle way.
Mm-hmm.
And she listens to Jaki. Of course, like any other kid, they have to learn to listen. They have to learn this no means no, and they're going to test it and try it again. But for the most part, she, from the time she was little, she would hear Jaki say, no, ma'am. And then she would like listen and be like, okay. Let's redirect. And I heard a no ma'am. So no ma'am means, let me try it one more time. No, okay, this way. You know, like she's just an overall lovely little person. Mm-hmm. She and I will say I've adopted no ma'am for Rosie. Oh. It's a very fun way to be direct, but not like, it doesn't feel mean.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm very with it. No, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am.
That's not what we're doing
today.
Well, and
also I felt like if I'm telling her she needs to call me ma'am, I feel like giving her the equal respect too.
You tell her she needs to call you ma'am?
Like, yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Like,
oh, like that. I was like, wait.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm confused.
Sorry.
You mean like a, like how in the South? Everybody's no, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. Yeah. No,
like,
sir.
Like I'm. Yeah, I was like, that's very Texas Southern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was I was raised the same way.
Yeah. She has to say, yes, ma'am. Like, do you understand? And I'll just look at her and she goes, yes, ma'am.
Until she says
it. So that's also why I do it to her. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Okay.
Because I want the same response.
Oh, okay. I was just doing it with sass.
Yeah, that's cute. I didn't think of it that way, but I like it that way.
No, ma'am.
But I definitely have done that.
We ain't doing that today. No.
Yeah. But to your point. So we were watching this show called Holy Moly, which is basically like Putt-Putt and Wipeout had a baby. And it's hysterical.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
It's so funny.
I've seen that show. It's so funny.
So Genevieve is watching it because I'm trying to find like TV that's not a cartoon all the time if we're watching something together. And somebody gets like hit by a windmill and flips into the water and I'm laughing and she goes, oh, that's not good.
Oh,
are they okay? I'm like, yeah, no, they know how to swim. They're okay. They're fine. Look at them. There they are. They're up again. It's just fun. I was like, oh, this is, I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That she's seeing people getting knocked into the water and like hit and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like dying laughing over here. And she's just like,
poor thing.
I was just watching this show like,
Are they okay?
She saw the most violent thing happen and her mom going, ah!
That's exactly what's happening. This guy's like flipping back at him. I mean, I'm losing it. That's my sense of humor is people getting hit.
Injuries. Hilarious, am I right?
I love it. Is it you who can't watch children?
I can't. Oh. Nip. No, not watch children. I don't like watching people get hurt, like actual.
No, I don't like that.
Like they have the skateboarding guy, he falls and here goes his elbow.
Oh,
like
God,
this.
No.
Like,
no, no,
I don't
no,
want to
no,
see
no, no, no.
none of that stuff. But I do follow an Instagram account called Kids Getting Hurt.
That's
and
funny.
It's hilarious because
why?
It's not bad injuries. It's
no,
not,
it's just like them banging their like, head all the way down the slide. They,
oh, okay.
It's really funny.
They throw the ball at the wall and it bounces back and hits them like that. Well, it's like silly things that are like, oh, that's funny.
See, and I think it's hysterical. And
yeah, I think
Eddie's
it's funny.
Like, that's not funny. What if that was Genevieve? And I'm like, I mean, I'd probably still laugh and then make sure she's okay. I mean, you got to laugh this off at some point.
Yeah,
come on,
yeah.
kid, get up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. That is a funny Instagram account.
You laugh so that you don't cry. Oh. Why?
Well, Jackie just laughs.
I just laugh. I feel like it's happening either way with me. So,
like, there's the people who, if, like, my friend Maya, if somebody, she's at the grocery store and somebody falls, she cannot help but laugh.
Oh,
like,
I
it's
would
a,
do the same.
It's an instinct. She cannot help but laugh. I am opposite. Like, I will, even if they start laughing, I'm
laughing
like, oh my God, are you okay? And they're laughing hysterically. And I'm like, are you okay? Like, that's where I immediately go to. And no, Jaki, same way.
Yeah.
Just
yeah, I'm a laugher.
I'm a laugher.
I'm a laugh. Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna laugh and then ask if you're okay.
One time I fell in public. It was raining and I am crossing the entryway to a driveway and it was painted stripes and the paint was slippery because of the rain and I slipped and I went flat on my back. And there was a guy walking past. He looked back at me as I fell and then just kept walking.
Ew.
LA.
Like, didn't even, like, do you need help? Can I help you get up? And, like, nothing.
Rude.
And I was like, wow, that, jeez, okay. Like, I was flat out. Rude. That's how I feel when you guys laugh. Just kidding.
I'm thinking of, like, maybe what was, like, being protected from him not helping you.
I don't know.
But who else, like, who does that?
I can't imagine.
That's weird.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'll still laugh and then make fun of you and then go, you're good though?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I think that comes from, do you have a brother or just a
yeah.
sister? You have a brother?
I do. I have a brother and a sister.
Well, but she's the oldest. You're the oldest.
Yeah, I'm the oldest. But Josh laughed at me all the time before he ever helped. He laughed first and then would see if I'm okay.
Yeah. I know, because then I'm also thinking too, if I ever fell or if my brother, it was probably because one of us pushed each other. Like, it was like we caused the
we caused whatever.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And then it's like, oh, if they turn around, they're bleeding. That's when you go, oh, don't tell mom.
Yeah.
That is, I have a crooked finger from not telling mom. Because Josh.
From not telling mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had to protect each other too.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah,
even though they just hurt you, you wouldn't tell mom.
Mm-mm.
No, yeah, my brother has a scar on his chest. And I was like, that was me. Whoop.
Yeah, you got to protect each other.
That is our beginnings of manipulation. Don't tell mom.
Oh, I don't know if Josh told me not to tell mom, though. In like,
oh, really?
I think I just wouldn't tell. Like,
oh.
I didn't want him to get in trouble.
Oh, no, that was like an immediate response. Like,
no.
Don't tell.
I mean, yeah, we would both do that to each other, too. But like, it was more like, I don't know, like your brother. My brother was my ride or die because that's all I ever had.
Sure.
So
I
just like protect him. He protected me.
For those who are not familiar with PKs, and especially the kind of pastors like your parents, where it's almost like military, where you're constantly moving to the next city, moving to the next city. So friendships are like you start a friendship and then you got to move and leave the friendship. Mm-hmm. So when Jaki's talking about like my brother was my ride or die, that was like her only constant friend as they would move to all the different cities because they were traveling PK kids.
Yep.
Do you have anything else you're grateful for? These are all really good.
All good.
Good ones.
Yay! I am grateful that I can still get off the floor at 40 with my kids.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I mean, it is. I'm grateful for them being healthy and me being healthy. Let's think of something else we're really grateful for. I am grateful for being done with breastfeeding.
Okay. Yeah. This was your first time breastfeeding because you didn't get to the first time.
No. I guess I still didn't technically get to, but I tried real hard.
Yeah.
It's just, hey, once I've had a bottle and you're not producing as fast as a bottle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, it's hard.
Yeah. But to me, not being, I tried real hard. So don't come after me. I tried real hard. But he just was not. And he's huge. He's a big old kid. You know, like he wanted milk now.
Yeah.
You know, and he'd get mad and then, you know, like, stop.
But you gave it a go.
I
and
really
you were
did.
Able to this time.
Yeah. And I was able to. Yeah. I tried real hard. And, but honestly, I feel like personally, there's been such a lift off of me.
Yeah.
Not needing to do that.
Yeah.
And being able to be like, okay, right now I can also come back to like, who am I? How can I start regulating my hormones? How can I start, you know, getting healthy again and, you know, dropping some of this weight, you know?
Yeah.
Different things, you know? Yeah. And it could sound selfish, but I don't think, I think if you have to be like, in order to be personally for me, in order to be a good mom, I'm going to need to love myself.
Absolutely.
You know, and be okay with who I am and be happy.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And if your hormones are like doing that all the time.
Yeah.
Because you're like so worried about breastfeeding and keeping that. And it really does like it, everything's affected with it.
Yeah. I don't think it's selfish. Okay. I think you have to take care of yourself so that you can take care of your kids.
Yeah.
Period. And then for some moms, breastfeeding didn't affect their hormones like it did for other moms.
Yeah.
And they can do it for 4 years if they want to, and they can still manage their life and their hormones and all their kids and whatever it is, and that's great for them.
Yeah.
But for you, you got to take care of yourself, your body, and you know what that looks like for you so that you can be operating at your highest self so that you can best care for and show up for your kids and give them the best version of yourself.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's where I'm at.
Good for you.
So I'm happy that I'm done.
Yeah. I listen, I told myself I wanted to do it for one full year, and when I started touring again is when it really became
hard,
difficult, because I'm having to pump while I'm gone, travel with my milk, travel with my pump, pump while I'm on an airplane in front of people with the like hidden pumps, but it's still there, and like all the different things. If I was traveling with Rosie, having to find one of those mom pods, or just I remember being in a bathroom, pumping in the bathroom, and some very supportive moms seeing me and being like, well done, keep you're doing great, you know, I know this is hard, and like that even makes me emotional right now just thinking about that, being in this, like, I'm a working mom, I'm traveling, I have a layover, let me run into this bathroom really quick so I can just pump, and there's a bunch of women, but at least it's just women walking by, and then here I am, and I'm trying to just, like, not make eye contact with anybody because it's, you know, your boobs are out, and you're trying to wash your things or whatever it is, and then you just get that supportive voice being like, I see you. Good job, Mom. You're trying.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Very special.
It is. It's you did really good.
Thank you. I tried really hard.
You dedicated real hard to it.
I took all the supplements. I was trying to, like, I need more milk. I need a pump. Like, everything. Yeah. I tried.
I was really proud of you for that.
Thank you.
Because you're really good at that kind of stuff. And whereas I was like, I'm good.
You're good and I'm good.
I'm good. But you did really good. Like, you. That's why I was trying. Because I was like, she did it. And I know that was hard. So let me try. It's that 2 extra years I've got on you that just was like, one and two said, nope.
There it is.
I've just decided they're for show only. They're not.
They're for show.
Mine never were functional. They just came for looks.
That's funny.
All beauty, no brains. So that's what I got.
That's funny. They're just for show. Don't worry about it. Oh my gosh. It reminds me of a memory. I don't know if I want to say it on this podcast, but it's funny. I'm gonna say it to you, like, in just slight words, and then you tell me if I should tell the story or not. When on Bunk Week we tour, when we were in the dressing room, I think it was me, you, and Dorina, maybe.
See, and I was thinking New York, rack of lamb, rack of lamb.
Okay, okay, fill me in.
Which boob story did you want?
Okay. I didn't hear a no, so I'm taking that as a green light.
I feel like, well, is it the one where... I don't know.
All right, well, okay.
We can say the rack
yellow
of lamb.
Light, pause. We'll do the rack of lamb because it was on Instagram, so it's whatever. Rack of lamb is just, we're in New York walking down the street, and there's this restaurant that had all the meat that they were serving in the restaurant, and they had, like, all, everything hanging in the window, and it was, like, the rack of rib, rack of lamb, like, and it's all this, like, luxurious meat, and then I had Jaki stand right next to it,
in
and
his low-crop tank top.
Yeah, and it was just, like, rack of lamb, rack of Jaki, right?
It was funny.
Dumb.
I'll fill you in on the other one later, Danielle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, do we have a voicemail for this week?
Sure. I'll play it for you.
Here. Oh, before we do,
do I get the song?
Gentlemen listening, if you would like to call us and tell us what you are grateful for, we would love to hear it. So here's the phone number that you would call.
747-300-5380. Give us a call. Ooh,
yeah. Thank you so much, Gabe Gibbs. We still love this jingle that you wrote for us. Is what a gift. Let's play it.
Okay.
Lynn from Denver. I just listened to episode 9 and I'm just blown away by you guys. You're such a light. You're such a source of just joy and hope and just positive energy. And so that's one of my gratefuls, is just that you started this podcast. Podcast number 2 is really didn't think I was going to get pregnant. Had, you know, diagnosed with PCOS, if I was around 20, I'm 36 now, and so God just blessed me with a little baby, so it's super exciting, and, yeah, so those are my gratitudes. Have a great day, and just thanks for all that you do. Bye.
Aww, thank you. Thank you for calling in and sharing that with us. Like, what a miracle your baby is. Like, getting diagnosed with PCOS, and like I can only imagine, like, when you get that diagnosis, you just kind of assume, well, I guess I'm not having kids, and I guess that's just not in the cards for me. Imagine, and then you get it one day.
Yep.
What a blessing. What a miracle. Thank you for sharing that with us.
And congratulations.
Yeah, and congratulations. Jaki Cisneros.
Yes, Angela Johnson.
Thank you so much for joining me and Danielle and sitting with us and sharing some fun memories, some fun stories, and your gratitude and gratitude. I love you so much.
I love you so much.
I appreciate you. Just you are, there is a reason why you're still one of my best friends today. So thank you.
Thank you.
I love you. Besties.
Telluretic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.